Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Major Gregory Keene turns the next page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
This job of mine taught me long ago that when you think you're most completely in the dark, that's the time you can expect to find some little strand of information that ties all your loose threads together. That strand was coming up, although there wasn't any sign of it at the time. We had a dossier headed Demetrius, 13 pages of it. And what did it actually tell us about this man, except that he was a murderer, had already disposed of at least two men we knew of, Scammell and Godowsky? Absolutely nothing. We couldn't even find Peter Ridgway, and if we did find him, we weren't sure he could tell us anything about the man we were hunting. Demetrius cast a shadow. We could see that well enough, but we couldn't get a glimpse of the substance. And yet he was in London that very moment, very much alive, very busy, very much in command of his grand design. Yes, it's easy enough to reconstruct now with the dossier on the desk in front of me. But then it was rather different.
You were a long time, Yachty. Did you get it?
Yeah. There is the plan. Hide Park Corner underground. I throw it myself. Not bad, huh?
It'll do. Now then. Ridgway will be on the underground platform at Hyde Park Corner at 2:30. He'll expect to meet Hady there, and he'll be alone. How do you count on doing it?
If there are many people about, you know, a crowd, good. We push Ridgway under a train as it comes in. There is no people about. Maybe we throw a knife from one of the doors onto the platform.
That's a knife. How many doors are there?
See? Three. One to the stairway. One to the... what you call it? Steps going up, moving, so?
Escalator.
Yeah, escalator. And one to the lift. At 2 o'clock in the morning, the lift don't work. The fellow goes at 12.
Why two men besides yourself, then?
We put one man in each door, each entrance to the platform. I am chased. They help to chase, but get in the way. Police ask them questions after. Oh, they don't know what I look like. They don't know me. I get away.
I don't want you to use a knife unless you have to. If it can possibly be arranged to look like an accident, so much the better. Whether there are people about or not, try to get Ridgway under the train. You can push him without appearing to do so, can't you?
He's standing near the edge of the platform, yeah?
There's every chance that he will be. He'll be expecting Hady to turn up so they can get on the train.
You think better no knife?
It won't look like an accident if you stick one of those paratroop knives into him, you fool.
It makes certain.
What do you expect Ridgway to do after he's been run over by an underground train? Get up and walk away.
We do it as you say.
How's the time? You better collect your men and make a move.
Yeah. Where's Hady?
Hady should be with Gregory Keene almost any minute now, covering our tracks in case you miss Ridgway tonight.
I don't miss.
See that you don't. I want Ridgway off the scene tonight. Finished. Out of the way. And Yachty, if you do fail tonight, we won't be accepting any excuses. Understand? That's all. Get on with it.
Major Keene, I was so glad when Tony told me you were here. Where have you been?
I've just come back from Berlin. Your message was waiting for me. What is it?
I've seen Peter Ridgway. Right here in the Red Feathers Club.
The devil you have.
Last night in my dressing room. I don't know how he found me, but when I finished my last song, I went upstairs and there he was, waiting.
Why, now didn't you call a constable or someone immediately?
I was terrified. He said if I opened my mouth, he'd choke me.
Well, what in the world did he want? Did he threaten you?
Yes. He said he could kill me any time he wanted to. And if I didn't do as he said, He would.
Well, come on. What did he actually want?
I have to meet him at 2:30 tonight in the underground.
Where?
Gloucester Road.
Hmm. Well, look here, Hedy. Surely Ridgway must have known you'd warn the police and they'd have the place surrounded.
I can't help it. That's exactly what he said. 2:30 in the Gloucester Road tube.
Well, what's the time now? 1:45. Do you have to sing again?
Just once again.
All right. I'll get onto the yard immediately with this. They'll throw a cordon round the tube entrance and put 6 fellows down on the platform.
You can ring from here if you want to.
I know. Now listen, Hedy. The moment you're free, I want you to rush upstairs and change and I'll drive you home. Don't like the sound of this a bit.
Don't you want to be there when they take Peter Ridgway?
Oh, Inspector Frayne can attend to Ridgway if he's there in the tube at 2:30. But tonight I'm making you my responsibility. Now come on, show me to that phone. There's a good girl. If Ridgway's such an utter fool as he seems, we still don't want to miss the chance to grab him, do we? Get Inspector Frayne, please. Hello, Frayne. It's Gregory Keane here, old man. There's a job for us to attend to. Yes, you guessed it, Ridgway. According to the Bergner girl, Ridgway will be on the platform of the Gloucester Road tube at 2:30 sharp, waiting for her. What's that? Well, of course it is. Fishy is the very devil. That's why I won't be with you. I'm looking out for the girl herself. Yes. Yes, well, that's what suggests itself. Ridgway wants to make sure we're hunting for him somewhere else so he can attend to the girl on her way home. All right, Frayne, all right. It's up to you. Good luck and watch out. This fellow Ridgway's right on the job. He found the Bergner girl, didn't he? Hmm. All right. Cheerio, Frayne, and watch yourself. Well, if Ridgway turns up at Gloucester Road, that's the end of him. And I'll bet anyone 20-1 he doesn't. See if I'm not right.
I tell you, Peter, I don't like it. And I won't like it, so long as my name's Digby Mitchell.
Then show me a better way to find out if that Bergner baby's in with the people who killed Godofsky or not.
Yeah, but to stick your neck out like this...
It's been out often enough before.
In the Hyde Park Underground at 2:00 in the morning.
But I've been down there by the hour studying the layout of the place. The lift won't be working. So if anyone comes after me, they'll have to use one of the 2 other entrances to the platform. You'll be down there first. You'll be reading your newspaper and not taking 2 pence of notice of me.
The dickens of a lot of use I'll be if someone takes a shot at you from either entrance and then bolts for it.
No, that's the chance I'm taking. I'm going to stand facing the line. You, with your newspaper, can watch both entrances at once. And Digby, old boy, I'll have my ears fairly flapping for that shout of warning from you. One yell from you and I'll go flat on the platform. What happens after that will have to take care of itself. What's the time?
2:50.
Did you bring your Aggie?
Here she is.
Yeah, beautiful things, aren't they? I've always said there's something about a Luger. But you'd better not let Major Gregory Cloak and Dagger Keane catch you walking about London with this. Or he'll tear a strip off you a mile wide.
I'll buy Keane a drink one day. I think if you ever got him away from his MI5, you'd find him quite a decent dig. Listen, old chap, once again. You won't call this off?
No.
What if the Bergner girl does turn up?
Then we'll know we've been on the wrong track. But if she doesn't, and if someone has a pop at me tonight, then we'll know where we are and decide what to do. Fair enough.
That's your neck.
You know, now that it's coming to the point, I'm getting just a slight touch of the wind up. You know, up and down the spine sort of thing.
So you should have. As far as I'm concerned, you're crazy. But since I'm committed to this thing, I only hope you're around tomorrow, that's all.
I'll be around.
You better be. You owe me a quid, you silly blighter. Come on, let's get going.
I've spoken to Inspector Frayne, Hedy. If Ridgway gets into the Gloucester Road tube tonight, he'll certainly never get out again. I'll have 10 or 12 men there.
Oh, that's a marvellous relief. You've no idea the state I've been in. Oh, well, will you wait for me now? I'll only be 5 or 10 minutes changing.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't be too long. That's a good girl.
Good evening, Hedy.
Are you completely insane? What are you doing here?
There's no particular risk.
How did you get in?
Well, not through the club, obviously. Tony Mazzotti let me in through his office.
Is everything arranged for Ridgway's reception tonight?
Of course. Yachty and his fellows are quite looking forward to it. What about you and your Major Keane?
Oh, He thinks I'm in such dreadful danger from Ridgway that he's seeing me home himself. And he's arranged for about 20 of Inspector Somebody's lumbering minions to play hide-and-seek in the Gloucester Road Underground.
Splendid. Should be rather amusing, actually. It was all so absurdly simple. If there is any hitch tonight, well, Keane can't possibly suspect you because you did tell him all about Ridgway the first chance you had, didn't you?
I'd much rather Yachty didn't make any mistakes tonight, just the same.
I don't think he will. Ridgway will be so completely unsuspecting.
That's real, then.
Absolutely. You see, Hady, in addition to a foolproof trap for the poor fellow, Yachty's added a little variation of his own. I only wish I could be there myself to see the outcome. Of course, one can't have everything. Ridgway hasn't a dog's chance. Take it from me, Hady. Peter Ridgway is as good as dead already.
And there was the strand I told you about. For the first time, the threads came together. Oh, they parted again. They formed no pattern at that early stage of the affair of Demetrius. But in the London Underground that night, something happened to show us what was actually going on.
Underground trap for Peter Ridgway is baited and sprung in the next chapter of Dossier on Demetrius.